Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Ayin Hey. We are holding on the top of daf Ayin Hey Amar Aleph. We are at Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Maisa, just a few on the second line of daf Ayin Hey Amar Aleph. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Ali Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha LaShalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian, for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and our captives, as well as by the Shark Tank podcast, a podcast about the challenges and opportunities of being a Ben Torah in the workforce. It's available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and other platforms. Everyone's encouraged to check it out. And also sponsored by Ellie Gantro, in honor of the 20th anniversary of BKNW's start of its daily Daf Yomi Shir, which kicked off March 2nd, 2005. Mazel tov to me and Alicia and all of the Magid Yashir and all of those who attend on a daily basis. How do you remember that?
My daughter was born 2 days before.
Your daughter was born 2 days before. Okay, that's a good answer. Okay. Well, and you came?
No.
Okay. Okay. All right, very good. Okay. We did not start recording until 2009. So anyone who looks back, you know, tries to go back to find like the old Shragi Brill recorded, I think. But no one else is. I don't know. Those recordings are long gone. Or, yeah, probably. Yeah. Probably. Okay. It's okay. Probably better not. Okay. So. So Yasher Koach. Today, Be'ez Hashem, what we're going to discuss is the following. We're going to finish up the eighth parak of Masechet Sanhedrin, parak Ben Sora Mora, with the discussion of the extent to which Yaharik Val Yavar goes, particularly relating to a certain maisa that we have with a man and a woman. And then the beginning of the next parak, Ve'eluvein Anisrafin, is going to be all about the first daf. At least is going to be all about the Isra of Isha Ubita and how far that extends up generations, down generations, how we know what the pasuk is talking about and what is only derived from a drasha, what those drashos might be. So the entire thing is about Isha Ubita with the Chiyuv Sreifa. So let's begin. We're holding on the second line of Daf Ayin Hayim Aleph. Amar Rav Yehuda Rav, Maisa Ba Demechad Shenos Neinav Bi Isha Achas. There was a guy that put his eyes on a certain woman, meaning he was interested in having Bia with this woman, where the Chavos Yair writes in the Tshuva and some Kuf Pei Beis, and whenever the Gemara says Maisa, it means a maisa that the chum had to make a horah shah as a result of that maisa. So there was a particular horah shah that had to be made, as we'll soon see. So this man had this tremendous lust for this woman, v'helu libotina, and he got to the point where he got sick from his lust for this woman. Ubo v'shalu l'rofim. So they asked the doctors, va'amru, and the doctor said, ein lo takana ad sheti ba'elo, that look, he's going to be sick until his urges are satisfied. So the Chum asked, they asked the Chum, is that mutter? So Amru Chum, the Chum said, no, Yamos Va'alti Ba'alo, better that he should die rather than to have Bia with this woman. So they went back to the doctors. They said, the rabbi's not playing ball over here, so what can we do? Is there any other option? So Tamil Lufanavaruma. So they said, okay, maybe not Bia, but Tamil Lufanavaruma. She should stand undressed in front of him, and maybe that will do the trick. So Yamos Val Tamil Lufanavaruma. They went back to the Chum. The Chum said, no, better to die than that the girl should be Yomi Lufanavaruma. So they went back to the doctors, and the doctor said, Tesapri Momei Acharei Agader. Okay, so let her talk to him from behind the fence. They don't even have to see each other. So the Chacham said, Yamos Velo Tesapri Momei Acharei Agader. Better that he should die than even do that. So before we get to the Gemara's discussion of this, what kind of doctors are these? Meaning, even if they believe that something had to be done, that they had to have Bia, but they're making a joke out of everything they say by going back and keep changing the prescription, right? They keep they keep writing a new script for a different refuah. So the Chavos Yair writes in that same tshuva, in Sim Kuf Pei Beis, that since the Chum wouldn't go along with it, so the doctor said maybe a little bit less will still do the trick. It wasn't Betoris Vada, it was Betoris Safek. I mean, they really believed that he needed to have Bia with her and that would solve the problem. But they thought maybe something less will provide refuah. They just weren't as confident that it would provide the refuah. The Aruch Lener says, nah, the doctors were a bunch of shakranim. They said, ein lo takana shetibolo, and they saw that it wasn't going to work. So they went back and they said, yamal lefanavaruma. They saw that wasn't going to work. They said, achorei agedar. But everything was hevel avalim. It was all silliness. They weren't saying anything of substance. The Iun Yaakov, in his commentary in the Iun Yaakov, explains that the doctors only really said the first line. They said, they said Tiba'elo. And then Chazal said, and you know what? Even if they would have said Tamal Lufan of Aruma, we still wouldn't have been Matir. And even if they would have said Sabri Mamei Acharei Gadar, we still wouldn't have been Matir. But the doctors only said that that first line. There are other approaches as well. So anyway, so Pliga bar Rabbi Yaakov bar Yidi, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni. There was a machlokas between Rabbi Yaakov bar Yidi and Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni. Chad Amar Eishes Ish Haisa. One says that the story was that the woman in question was an Eishes Ish. So this was Arayos. V'chad Amar Pnuya Haisa. And the other one says, no, she was a single girl. So Bishlam Nad Yamar Eishes Ish Haisa Shapir. If she's an Eishes Ish, I understand why the Chacham were going to be so strict that he has to die rather than to be Bovel an Eishes Ish to say and do all these other things with the Eishes Ish. That makes sense that it would that that they would take such a hard line. El Man Diyamar Pnuya Isa. But if she was single, Maikulei Hai, why were the Chachamim being so makbid about this? A Pnuya Tahora is not Gilei Arayus. You don't have to be Moser Nefesh not to be Boel a Pnuya Tahora. According to the Rambam, there's still an Isser of Losia Kadesha Mibnos Yisrael. It's a Losase, but you don't have to die for a Losase. The Ravid disagrees with the Rambam. The Ravid in first paragraph of Hilchos Yerubia says no. The Isser of Losia Kadesha is if she's Mufkeres Lekol, then she's Asura Balav. But if she's not Mufkeres Lekol, she doesn't go and just sleep with anybody, then there's no Isser at all. So it's not even a Losase. But it's for sure not Arayos. So the Gemara takes it for granted that if it were Arayos, then this all makes perfect sense. So says the Baal Amar, wait a second. If this were Arayos, it makes perfect sense that you have to die rather than to be Boel Arayos. Does it make perfect sense that you'd have to die rather than to Tisapri Mabachore Agader with Arayos? Does that make perfect sense? So the Baal Amar writes, yes, because you see from here that in Abizrayu of Gilui Arayos, things that are not the actual Isser itself are also Yeharig Val Yavar, because only according to the Man Yomer that Pnuya Haisa do we have to come up with some sort of teretz as to what the Chacham were thinking. But the Gemara takes it for granted that if we're Arayos, then this is not Bizrayo of Gilei Arayos, and therefore would be a problem. So Dibur Me'achorei Geder is definitely not a violation of Lo Sikrivu L'Galus Erva, but nevertheless, since he was Nasan Be'enav, and he's going to get Hana'a from that Dibur, so therefore, that's called Abizrayu of Gilei Arayus. Not everyone agrees with that, Baal Amar. The Radvaz has a tshuva in Chelek Dalet Siman Beis, and the Tosfos Yom Kippurim in the end of Yuma reject the Raya of the Baal Amar, and they say, no, the Chacham were extra machmir over here, more so than other Abizrayus, because normally in Abizrayu of Gilei of Avod Zar, Gilei Arayus, Shlichus Damim, the illness or the threat to one's life does not come about as a result of the Aveira. Over here, it's the Aveira that brought the illness. I mean, normally, a threat to one's life is some outside force that's, holding a gun to my head or doing something like that. But over here, the Aveira was the cause of the illness. If you wouldn't be looking at an Eishes Ish, then he wouldn't have this illness. So that's why it was worse over here. The Chavos Yair rejects it because it says even if there's no din of Yarg Val Yavar by Nabizrayu and the Chacham were Shalom and Adin, they were Machmir, it's still not a kash on the Gemara that if she was Neshes Ish, then we understand why they were so Machmir, because the Isser itself to be Mizanu with a Neshes Ish is such an unbelievably awful Aveira. So therefore, maybe they were more Machmir by the Abizrayu of Neshes Ish than they would be with any other Abizrayu. But if you say she was a Pnuya, so the Gemara says, okay, so why are we being so machmir if she was a Pnuya? Okay, but be that as it may, the Gemara's question is, if you assume she's an Eishes Ish, I get it. I understand why we're going to be so strict and we're not going to allow him to do anything with this woman. But if she was a Pnuya, what's the big deal? She's a single girl. She's eligible. There's no issue. So answers the Gemara, Papa Mishum Pekam Mishpacha, that'll be a terrible Pekam Mishpacha of that woman, that everyone's going to be, that their whole family will be humiliated, that the daughter is being used to satisfy the urges of this guy, of some random sick guy, that they're going to use the daughter in such a way, the whole Mishpacha is going to be humiliated. Ravacha B'rid Ravika, Amar Kadish, that we don't want the Benos Yisrael to be Prutzos Parayos. They're going to learn from the heter of this woman to be Omid Lefnei Anashim, that the guy should be able to look at her. So everyone is going to claim to be sick, and next thing you know, every Jewish girls are going to be treated in this horrible way. So the Aruch HaNer raises the question, what exactly is the Pagam Mishpach of speaking Me'achorei Agader? So he says the whole Nidon over here is really only on the Be'ilah. the fact that once the Be'ilah is asa, they asa everything else, is because the Rofim, they picked up on the fact that the Rofim were Dover Shkarim, that whatever the doctors were saying was just unnecessary. So that's the Orchner Lishitas, and the way he understood the story in the first place, right? That the story was that that the doctors were, once they came back with the second suggestion, we knew that everything they said was Hevel Avalim, but really, maybe in Achinami, for Pagam Ishbacha, we would have allowed level 2. We would have allowed Achorei Ageder or maybe even Tamil Lefan of Aruma, who knows. But the question that that the Achronim raise, and one of the sources of a famous and unique Chiddush of Rav Shlomo Kluger, is why is it that the Busha of a B'nai Mishpacha is going to be a reason for a guy to die? Meaning, the Gemara's question was, why do we let this guy die? What's the big deal? She's a Panuya. Let him be with her. And the Gemara's answer is Pekam Mishpacha. So because of Pekam Mishpacha, the person is going to die. Since when do we let someone die on account of Pegam Mishpacha? So based on that, Rav Shlomo Kluger writes in the Chachma Shlomo on Shulchan Aruch HaShemishpas in Tav Chavav that a zaken, the Hatzala of a life is not Lefi Kvodo, is Pata from being Matzil a life. Meaning, we had this, one of the sources for the halacha, that if you see someone in distress, someone in danger, you have to go and save them, was the Lsamar al-Dam Recha. But the Gemara had another source, Vashevosilo, it comes from Hashavas Aveda. So Shlomo Kluger said, well, now it's going to be limited to all the limitations of Hashavas Aveda. Hashavas Aveda, there's a din that if it's Zakin Ven Lefi Kvodo, he doesn't have to do Hashavas Aveda, right? If a big Talmud Chacham, Rosh Shiva, sees something that's Ein Lefi Kvodo for him to walk around with, he sees a pair of underwear on the street, he doesn't have to go pick it up to do Hashavas Aveda, because it would be humiliating to be carrying such a thing around to do Hashavas Aveda. So Shlomo Kluger says, and therefore, when it comes to saving life, since it's Midina, Shavas Aveda, whenever it's Eilu Fi Kvodo, you don't have to do that in Shavas Aveda. He says, then that's the Chiddush of the Gemara over here. Mishum Pagam Mishpacha, it's Eilu Fi Kvodo of the Mishpacha, and Mimela, they don't have to do this Hashavas Aveda. That Shita of Shlomo Kluger is roundly rejected by every other posting. The reason it's so well known is because everyone talks about it to reject it, meaning no one holds that saving a life is, that you have a patur from saving a life because it's Eilu Fi Kvodo, that you see someone drowning and you say, well, I do know how to save them, but it's going to mess up my suit if I go in the water and try to save them, and that, you know, I'm going to walk around with a wet suit, it's going to be embarrassing if I walk around with my payas, I'm going to get all if they get wet, it's going to be embarrassing. No one holds that way. All the poskim reject this. So the Klei Chemda writes that certainly there's no patur hatzala by zakein. Over here they ask it because the pegam mishpacha is not just a moment of embarrassment, a day of embarrassment, it's something that follows a family for generations sometimes. Pagam Mishpacha, that's something that's huge. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Yerodei Chelik Beit, Simon Kuf Ayin Dalin, where he says, certainly Busha is not Docha, Hatzalas Nefesh Mi Yisrael. Over here they asked it because the Pagam that's caused by a Maisa Pritzels for Dvar Erva will give a Shema Rayos on the entire family, and therefore they considered this to be an Abizrayu of Gilei Arayos. So that's the reason of Pagam Mishpacha. Rav Acha B'Reid Ravika, Amar K'dei Shlo Yibnos Yisrael Prince of Arayos, as we said, the second answer was because we just don't want the Benos Yisrael, we don't want to set a precedent over here that this is how Benos Yisrael are going, well, this is what Benos Yisrael are going to be subjected to. So I asked Gemara, V'lintzva Mintzav, okay, so you don't have to have him speak Me'achorei Geder or look at her Aruma or anything like that, just let them get married, meaning she's a single girl, so let them get married, which is an astonishing question, meaning the assumption seems to be, let them get married even if she's not interested in getting married because she'll be able to save his life. Meaning, it won't be Pagam Mishpacha because they'll be married. So, okay. So even whether she's interested or not, she has a Chiyuv Hatzalah like anybody else has a Chiyuv Hatzalah. So normally when it comes to Chiyuv Hatzalah, it's responding to a Hatzalah call. And then you go back to your regular life. So her Chiyuv Hatzalah is going to be that she's going to marry this guy for the rest of her life so that he doesn't die. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. That's what it sounds like is Gemara's Kasha, which is an astonishing Kasha. So it says, Gemara, lo miyat v'dayte. Gemara says, well, it wouldn't work anyway. Kid Rabbi Yitzchak, Dam Rabbi Yitzchak, Miyom Shechar Beis HaMikdash, Nitl Tam Biyah, Vinitna la over avera, that from the day of the Churban Habayis, the tambia, the satisfaction, the full satisfaction that one gets out of physical bia, was taken away from the typical man-wife relationship, and is only felt when someone violates an avera, because the yetzer hara is so great. Shenemar mayim gnuvim yimtaku v'lechem starim yinam, that the stolen waters are sweeter than the regular waters, and the lechem of iser that's eaten secretly is more pleasant to those who eat it than lechem that's heter. So that's why if had he got married, then he wouldn't have had any taiva for her anymore. He only had a taiva for her because she was forbidden to him. So Adrin Alech Ben Sarimor. Now we better move on to the ninth parak of Maseches Sanhedrin. So this parak discusses the next level of Chiyuv Misa, right? We did Eluen and Skull, and we did the people who got the Skila, and we discussed for a while all the different people who are Chayiv Skila. We learned a lot about Avodah Zarah along the way, and a lot of other things that relate to Skila. Now we move on to Sreifa, as well as Sayif. So that's what we're going to have in this parak, and we're going to discuss, once we talk about Sayif, we're going to discuss a Rotzeach, who's Chayiv Sayif, and when he's Chayiv, and when he's Pater, and then we're going to discuss if a Rotzeach gets mixed in with other people, and you can't identify who the Rotzeach is, so what do you do about that, and what about other Chayiv Misos that get mixed in with each other, that get mixed in with other people, and then the parak is going to talk about Chayiv Misos that are not Mesurim LeBeis Din, where the Misos that don't relate to Beis Din. But our Mishnah just talks about the Isser, the Chiyuv Sreifa of Isha Ubita, and that's the rest of the daf. So says the Mishnah, Ve'elamein on the Sreifim, the following people are Chayiv Misa for Sreifa, they're Chayiv Misa Sreifa, Haba al Isha Ubita, a man who's Boel, a woman and her daughter, as well as Ubas Kohen Shazinsa, a Bas Kohen who has Nisuin that's Mizana. The Rimi Lenil writes, Tzavka Bas Kohen has Nisuin, because the Abbas Yisrael that's in the Suwa, that's Mizana, is Chayiv Chenek. So the Bas Kohen gets something more, gets a more severe punishment, it's Sreifa. But if it were in Arusa, it wouldn't make any sense that a Bas Kohen would get Sreifa, because a Bas Yisrael Arusa that's Mizana gets Skila. So you wouldn't give a lesser punishment to a Bas Kohen. Piskei Rid points out, according to Shitas Rabbi Shimon, that Sreifa is Chamura Miskila, then Bas Kohen B'Sreifa might also be by an Arusa, because if Sreifa is the worst, so then it would make sense. Okay, V'yesh Bechlal Isha Ubita, included in the Chiyuv of Isha Ubita, which it says in the Torah that your Chayiv Sreifa, includes the following Isurim as well. Bito, his own daughter that from the out of wedlock that was born to him, not from a woman that he was married to. Ubas Bito and his daughter's daughter. Ubas Bino and his son's daughter. Ubas Ishto, his wife's daughter. Ubas Bita, his wife's daughter's daughter. Ubas Bina, his wife's son's daughter. Chamoso, his wife's mother. Ve'im Chamoso and his mother-in-law's mother. Ve'im Chamiv and his father-in-law's mother. So all of those are included in the Chiyuv Sreifa, even though the Torah doesn't say. So the Gemara says, who is the Isha Ubita that the Mishnah talks about that says that we said that you're Chayiv Sreifa, that's Mufurish in the Torah. Habal Isha Shenasa Bita Lo Katani. The Mishnah does not write the Din Chayiv Sreifa of Habal Isha Shenasa Bita, meaning that if you're Boel, a woman whose daughter you have already married, which is a fancy way of saying a mother-in-law. That it doesn't say that's not what it says in the Mishnah, that Yichayiv Sreifa for that. Ela haba al isha ubita. The Mishnah gives the impression that we're not talking about the Isra of a mother-in-law. We're talking about some Isra where both the woman and her daughter are Yichayiv Sreifa. If it was just your mother-in-law, the daughter's fine. The mother-in-law is the problem. So, man ninu, so what's the case where both of the women are chiv sreifa to you? Chamoso, the aim chamoso. It's the mother-in-law and the mother-in-law's mother as well. So both of those are chiv sreifa. And then the Gemara is medayik v'katani, and it says about these two women, yesh b'chlal isha ubita, that they are the klal that the Torah spoke about, and from there we derive all the other women that one is chayiv sreifa for. Meaning, when the Torah says isha ubita, it meant mother-in-law and her mother. That's what it meant. Michal de Travayuk ksivi behedya. Sounds like these two are explicit in the Torah. V'hanach midrasha asya, and then everything else it said afterwards. Obito basbito basmino basmishto. All the rest are only midrasha. But the original isha obito, which meant mother-in-law and her mother, that's mefurash in the Torah. So says Gemara. Well, honey, chala baye damer mashmas darshniga benayu. This makes a lot of sense according to Abaye in tomorrow's daf, where we're going to have machlokas Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva in how to explain the pasuk about Sreifa when it talks about someone who's boel his mother-in-law, because the pasuk says v'ish asher yikach es isha ve'es ima, and it goes on to say be'esh yisrafu oso ve'es hen. So what does the word es hen mean? Does es hen mean one of them or two of them? That's a machlokas tanoim, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. So the way Abaye learns that machlokas is mashmaz darshunika benayu, that the machlokas is in the mashmaus of the word eshen. That Rabbi Shmuel holds that eshen means eshein, meaning it means one in Greek in Lashon Yevani. So the pasuk is saying that if a man is boel isha and her mother, there's a chiv sreifa for the guy and for one of them. Which of them? Meaning the mother-in-law, right? She's also going to be chayiv sreifa. Whereas the chayiv sreifa of a mother-in-law's mother is not mentioned in the pasuk at all. It's only derived from a drasha. So the mother-in-law's mother is not in the pasuk. Whereas Rabbi Akiva holds, eshen means shteyan. It means two people, two women are going to be chayiv sreifa. So he's obviously not chayiv sreifa. His wife is obviously not chayiv sreifa. She did nothing wrong. So who are the two people that are going to be chayiv sreifa? Mother-in-law and mother-in-law's mother. So those are both mefurash in the Torah. Oh, so Masnisa Mani Rabbi Akiva he. So then our Mishnah aligns perfectly with Rabbi Akiva, because our Mishnah assumed that Isha Ubita means mother-in-law and her mother, and Rabbi Akiva says Eshen means mother-in-law and her mother. Perfect! That fits perfectly with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel wouldn't fit, because Rabbi Shmuel holds Eshen means just the mother-in-law. So you don't have the next generation in the Torah. El Rava Damer Chamos Lachamisa Gibinayu. But according to Rava, who understands the Machlokas differently, that the Machlokas is about someone who's boel his mother-in-law after his wife dies, that Rabbi Shmuel holds that the word Eshen means Achas Mehen, and we darshan that even if when you were boel the mother-in-law, there's only one of them alive, meaning only the mother-in-law is alive, the wife is already dead, you're still chayiv sreifa for the mother-in-law. And Rabbi Akiva learns Eshen to mean Shteyan, meaning that they're both still alive, and only then you're chayiv sreifa. But otherwise, you would not be chayiv sreifa for the mother-in-law. So if you learn the machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel that way, well then masnis and money. Then according to neither Rabbi Akiva nor Rabbi Shmuel, does the Torah breathe a word about the mother-in-law's mother. Right? That's not mentioned at all in the Torah. But our Mishnah said Isha Obita means mother-in-law and her mother. Well, which Tana is our Mishnah then? So it says, Mara, Amar Lach Rava, Tani Habal Isha Shenasa Obita. You got to change the Mishnah. You're right. The Mishnah should say that if someone is boel and Isha, whose daughter you have already married, then you're chayiv sreifa on that woman, namely just the mother-in-law. The Mishnah never mentioned, never referred to mother-in-law's mother. So whereas initially we thought that because it didn't say Abal Isha Shenas Abita, it says Isha Ubita, that you're chayiv for that both of those women are problematic, are a major isser, we thought it meant mother-in-law and her mother. Rava corrects it and says, change the words of the Mishnah. It's not Abal Isha Ubita, it's Abal Isha Shenas Abita, and only one of these women is a real problem, and that is the mother-in-law. So Yesh V'chal Isha Ubita Chamos Aveim Chamos Aveim Chamiv. And then the Mishnah went on to say, okay, now that we know what the Torah says, so what we extract from that pasuk in the Torah is that there are a whole bunch of other relationships for which you're also chayiv sreifa, and that includes the not only a mother-in-law but the mother-in-law's mother and the father-in-law's mother. So it says, Abaye, I did to go by the Mishnah Eim Chamiv Tananami Chamosav Ve'Eim Chamosav. Now, according to Abaye, who understood that the Mishnah was talking about the Mishnah that the pasuk already spoke about a mother-in-law and her mother, why in the second part of the Mishnah when it says, oh, and then we also learn things from drushas, and it repeats mother-in-law and her mother again. What do you mean? That's not from a drasha. That's mefurish in the pasuk. So Abaye would tell you, yeah, we're repeating all of the relationships so that so that we could introduce a new one, which is a father-in-law's mother. So that's why we also mentioned chamos of eim chamos. So even though that's already mefurish in the pasuk and was already mentioned in the first part of the Mishnah, l'Rava, according to Rava, both of those were not mentioned in the first part of the Mishnah. The way Rava learned the Mishnah, as we just said, was that it's only the first part of the Mishnah, that which is mefurish in the pasuk, is only the mother-in-law. But still, that part's repeated as well in the Seifa. So Rava would say, I did come out of the Mishnah, Eim Chama ve'eim Chamoso, Tininami Chamoso. That in the Seifa, it mentions Chamoso again, even though Chamoso was already covered, to teach me new things. What are new things? New relationships that are Chiyuvei Seifa, mother-in-law's mother, father-in-law's mother. Because neither of those were mentioned in the Reisha the way Rava learned the Reisha. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Mina and Mili, how do I know there's a Chiyuvei Seifa for anyone who's Boel, any of the women that the Mishnah had mentioned? So we already know what it says in the Pasuk, right? It's Machlok Sabai Rava. The Pasuk either goes as far as to say mother-in-law, that's Rava's opinion, or goes as far as to say mother-in-law and her mother, that's Abaye's opinion. But how do I know father-in-law's mother, or how do I know granddaughters and your wife's daughters and your wife's granddaughters? Where do I see Chiyuv Seifa for all of that? So the Tanur Rabban, the Braisa, says as follows: the isha asher yikach es isha ve'esima. Pasuk says that if a man takes isha ve'esima, so be'ish yisrafu, so ve'esan, the pasuk goes on to say, say einli ela isha ve'ima. I would only know a woman and her mother. Bas isha, ubas bita, ubas bina, but your wife's daughter and granddaughter, minayin, how do I know that? So namar kan, because it says when it comes to the wife and the mother-in-law, it says zima, and when it talks about the azhara of not marrying bas ishto and bas bina and bas bita, so what does the Torah say? It says ervas yisho bita lo segale es bas bina ves bas bita lo sikach legalo servas hashei rehena zima hi. It says zima once again. So from that zereshav we learn malahlon bita ubas bita ubas bina. Just like when it comes to the azhara, it mentions all of these isurim saafkan. So too when it comes to the Chiv Sreifa, all these Yisurim must be included. Bito, Bas Bina are included in the Chiv Sreifa as well. Minayin Lasso Sacharva Kinekevo. So says the Braisa somewhat cryptically, how do I know to treat men the same as women? So Nemar Kan, Zima, but Nemar Lalan, Zima. Because it says with regard to women the word Zima, and it says with regard to men the word Zima. Malalan, Sacharva Kinekevo. I'm sorry, it says, not by with regard to men, with regard. It says over here by Sreifa for Chamoso, for a mother. Zima, and it says by Basish, to Basbara, Basbita, all of that, it says Zima as well. So Malahalon, just like by the Azhara of Basbita, all that, Zucharim Kinekevos, we treat men and women the same. Afkan Zucharim Kinekevos. So too over here, that we treat men and women the same when it comes to mother in laws, etc. Well, what does that mean exactly? So the Gemara is going to discuss what that means. There are no Zucharim if it's a mother in law and a mother in law's mother and a daughter, granddaughter. There were where the Zucharim involved. So the Gemara is going to discuss what that means. Minayin lasos the mata kilamayla. The Gemara will discuss what this means as well. How do I know to make that which is lower in generations from that which is higher to treat it the same as that which is higher in generations? Because Nemar Kan, it says when it talks about the mother-in-law, Zima, and Nemar La'alan, and says when it talks about the daughter, the wife's daughter, Zima, Mala'alan, the Mata Kilamayla. So just like by the Asara of the daughters, the lower generations are treated like the higher generations, Afkan, so too when we talk about the mother-in-law, the Mata Kilamayla, we treat the lower generations like the higher generations. Umakan, the Mala Kilamata, and just like by the Chiv Sreifa, that we treat higher generations like lower generations, Aflalan, the Mala Kilamata. So too, when we talk about the Azhara, we treat Lamayla Kilamata. So now we have to explain what any of that means. So Amramah, first, the first part of the Braisa. Minayin laso Zucharim Kinekevos. How do I know that we treat Zucharim like Nekevos? My Zucharim Kinekevos. Who are the Zucharim and the Nekevos that the Braisa is equating with one another? Ilema, if you want to tell me that the limit of the Braisa is Basbina Kibasbita, that you treat your wife's son's daughter the same as your wife's daughter's daughter, meaning the way that your wife is related to this little girl is through her son as opposed to through her daughter. And that's what we're saying, that it doesn't make a difference. Well, ba'di adadi ka'asyan, that you don't need a special hashva'a, that if you do this, then it must be the same as that one. They're derived from the same gzereshava, from the same drasha. So one is not more removed than the other. Meaning making zharm kinekevos implies that I have a limud that teaches me nekevos, and now I need to extend a separate limud for zacharim. But the very way I learned that you're chayiv on your wife's daughter's daughter is the very same limud that teaches me that you're chayiv on your wife's son's daughter. Ella eim chamav ke'im chamoso. Now maybe zacharim kinekevos means that we treat your father-in-law's mother the same as your mother-in-law's mother. Well, hashte eim chamoso lo kamalan eim chamav mahadrala. Well, at this level of limud, the Brisa has not yet shown me that there's a chiv shreifa for eim chamoso. We haven't gotten there yet. We didn't even know yet that there's an isur for eim chamoso. So the Brisa is already telling me about eim chamav before I even know eim chamoso. So I'm Rabbi Hachi Kamar. No. This is what it means to say when we say zacharim kinekevos. Minayin lasos she'er haba mimenu kisher haba mimena. How do I know that we should include in the chiyuv sreifa someone who's boel his own relatives that come from him, meaning his own daughter from a woman that he was ma'anes, or his own granddaughter, his own daughter's daughter, his own son's daughter from an anusa? And how do I know to treat that as the same as what the Torah actually talks about, which is his wife's relatives, his wife's daughter, his wife's granddaughter, that you're chiyuv sreifa for your own relatives as well? Ah, because nemar kan. It says when someone is boel his own daughters, his own relatives, his own blood relatives, zima. And it says about his wife's blood relatives, zima. So from that gzereshava, I learned that just like there's a chiv sreifa for his wife's relatives, there's a chiv sreifa for his own relatives as well. So vahab b'sher didei lo k'siva be'zima. Says Gemara, but it's great to say such a gzereshava. Problem is you need a pasuk to make a gzereshava. There is the pasuk that talks about his relatives never uses the word zima. So you made up Gzeir Shavu with a word that doesn't exist in the Torah. We're not allowed to add words to the Torah. So Amarava, Amali Rav Yitzchak Bar Avadimi, Asya Heina Heina, Asya Zima Zima. There's another step to the Lima that's missing. We can make the Gzeir Shavu from the word Heina. It says by his relatives, Ervas Bas Bincha, Bas Bincha, Lo Segal Ervasan, Ki Ervascha Heina. So it's used the word Heina when it talks about his own blood relatives. And the pasuk that teaches us about his wife's blood relatives, his wife's relatives also use the word Heina. It says, Ervas Yisho Bitala Skalas Basman of his Basman of Skalas Sheira Heina Zimahi. So once we have that Xerishava to treat her relatives like his, to treat his relatives like her relatives, now I can apply Zima Zima. That we darsh in the Xerishava of Zima Zima, that it's as if it says the word Zima when it comes to his relatives. And from the word Zima, we learn from the word Zima that appears by the Chiv Shrefa for someone who's Baal, his mother-in-law. So it's a two-step Xerishava. The word Zima appears by being Baal, the mother-in-law, so I know there's a Chiv Shrefa. We then apply that to all of the wife's relatives. And since Heina Heina, we apply everything about the wife's relatives to the husband's, to the man's own relatives as well. So now the Gemara says, okay, Amar Mar, but then the Brisa said something else that was cryptic. Minayin lasos lemata kilamayla. How do I know we treat lower generations like higher generations? Mai lemata kilamayla. What does lemata mean? What's it trying to include? Ilema basbina ubasbita kibita. Maybe it means to tell me that we should treat a granddaughter the same way as a daughter. That just like a person is chayiv sreifa for being boel his daughter, his wife's daughter, so too he's chayiv sreifa for being boel his wife's granddaughter. Well, b'hadi adadi kasyan, daughter and granddaughter are derived from the same drasha, so it's not an extra step. Ella, maybe it means eim chamiv ve'im chamoso ki chamoso, that the Torah says that you chayiv sreifa for sleeping with your mother-in-law, and lemata kilamayla, you're also chayiv with the next generation up, with the mother-in-law's mother, the father-in-law's mother. Well, hay lemata kilamayla, lemayla kilamata avai. That wouldn't be an extension to treat lower generations like higher generations. That would be an extension to treat higher generations like lower generations. Meaning the Torah actually says the mother-in-law, we're trying to drive and go up a generation. How do I know that's included too? So the words are backwards. So it says, yeah, the words are backwards. Sini lemayla kilamata. So you got to flip it around. It should have said that we treat, the Brisa should have said that we treat the higher generations like the lower generations. Ihachi, if the limit is to teach us about eim chaboso, that which the Brisa says, Nemar kan zima, v'nemar lalon zima, umahashte ini lok siva, by the asar and the chiv of a mother-in-law's mother and a father-in-law's mother, it doesn't say anything. Zima dituk siva, you're learning something from the word zima that appears in these drashas. Guess what? There is not, in these psukim, there are no psukim even. So what do you mean? You can't make up the word zima. You're making up a whole pasuk over here. The asara and the chiyuv of Eim Chavim and Eim Chamoso is only derived from Gzeira Shava to begin with. So Amar Abaye, says, really the limud to teach me Sreifa by Eim Chavim and Eim Chamoso is what we're being marba. And when we say Lamala Kilamata, Hachi Kamra, what we mean to say is as follows. Minayin Lasa Shlosha Doros Lamala Kishlo Shadoros Lamata. Meaning, really, we had rejected we had said that the limud is to go up generations. That Eim Chamav and Eim Chamoso are just like Chamoso. So what we mean to say is, how do I know that you treat three generations going up the same way you treat three generations going down? That someone who's Boel Eim Chamav and Eim Chamoso, which is a Dor Shlishi to his wife, that has the same din as of Sreifa as his wife's granddaughter, three generations down from his wife. Because Nemra Lamata, it says when it comes to the generations down, it says Zima. V'Nemra Lamaila, and when it comes to the generations up from his wife, it says Zima. Ma Lamata, just like Shlosha Doros, just like Lamata, we extend that Shlosha Doros from the wife, that not only the wife, but her daughter, and not only her daughter, but her granddaughter, Sa'af Lamaila, so to when we extend it up from the wife, it's Shlosha Doros. And not only not only the wife's mother, but her grandmother as well. Umaba Onesh Asa Lamata Kilamaila. And just like by the Onesh, the Torah equates the three generations Lamata from his wife to the three generations Lamaila from his wife, that they're all Chayv Sreifa, Saf Basara Nami, so to by the Asara Asa Lamaila Kilamata. That through the Gzer Shav of Zima Zima, the Torah equates the three generations above his wife to the three generations below his wife, where the Torah says the Yisr Bia, and therefore it's as if the Asara was written by the generations above his wife as well. So the Gemara says, or another way to explain the Brisa, Rav Ashi Amar Leon L'Kitzchani, you know what? Maybe you don't have to switch around anything in the Brisa. Maybe we should be Gores, Minayin Lasos, Lamata, Kilamaila. We don't have to change it around of Lamaila, Kilamata. How do I know you treat your father-in-law's mother and your mother-in-law's mother the same way as the mother-in-law itself? Umay Lamata, but we said that should have been lemaila kilamata, not lemata kilamala. No, the words lemata and lemaila don't mean higher up in the generations, lower in the generations. That's a misunderstanding. My lemata, when it says lashon lemata, lemata be iser, it means a lower level iser, that someone who's boel eim chamoso must be a less chamor iser than chamoso, than his actual mother-in-law, because it's less of a relative. So the Tana is asking, how do I know that including the chiyuv sreifa is the father-in-law's mother and the mother-in-law's mother, even though they're not as severe of an iser as the mother-in-law herself? And that's why the Tana says, it says zima zima, that the zima it says by the mother-in-law and it says zima by the wife's offspring. So just like by the wife's offspring, they're all included in sreifa, whether they're very severe isurim because they're one generation down, or they're less severe isurim because they are further generations down. So too, when you go up the generations, even as the isurim get less severe, they're all included in the sefer. And Ravashi would explain, and the hemshich of the brayso Ravashi would explain like Abaye when it says umakal lamata kilamayla, means that just like by the chi of onesh, the Torah equates the dorah shalamata from his wife to the dorah shalamala from his wife through the gzeir shav zima zima. So too, by the asaras iser, through that same gzeir shav of zima zima, the Torah equates three generations lamaila from his wife to three generations lamata from his wife, where the asara is actually mentioned. So it's as if the asara is said both by the generations above as well. Okay, so now the Gemara goes back to discuss the gzeir shav where we darshaned that his relatives are like her relatives. So why can't we darshan something further from this? Meaning we already said in Gezeirah Shavah that we treat his blood relatives like hers. Well, imahi aim ima asura, of who aim imo asura? Well, wait a second. If we really treat his relatives like hers, that shouldn't only apply to his daughter and his granddaughter. It should also apply to his grandmother, meaning his wife's grandmother is now included in the nisudar reisuchiv sreifa. So shouldn't we say his own grandmother is also nisudar reisuchiv sreifa? But we know that's not true. And one's own grandmother is only shnios la'arayos. It's only midrabanan. So Amar Abaye, Amar Kra, imchahi. Abaye says, it says in the pasuk, imchahi. Mishum imo ata mechayv, v'yata mechayv, mishum emimo. There's a special limit in the pasuk that you're only chayv for a mother, you're not chayv for a mother's mother. That's only a din midrabanan. Rava Amar, Rava says, even without a mir from the pasuk. Bein l'mandem r'domino mino, bein l'mandem r'domino v'oki ba'asra, lo asya. Regardless of what you hold, in terms of applying a Gzeirah Shavah from Parsha A to Parsha B, whether you hold that the style is don mina umina, take wholesale the entire milamed and apply it to the lamad, or whether no, you take a part of the core din and you apply it from Parsha A to Parsha B, but then you retrofit it for Parsha B to fit into the rules of Parsha B. Either way, you would not be able to derive a grandmother. How do I know? Lamad yamar don mina umina, if you say that the Gzeirah Shavah is you take it wholesale, you take the whole thing. Mahi emima asura afhu emimo asura. So you would say the Gzeirah Shavah teaches me that just like her grandmother's aser, so too his grandmother's aser, umina, and therefore I'm going to apply all of the dinim of her grandmother to his grandmother in that. Mahi bisrefa avhunami bisrefa, just like there's a chiv srefa for her grandmother, there's a chiv srefa for his grandmother. Well, the mandi amr srefa chamura, if you hold srefa is the most chamurdika onesh, and it's more chamur than skila, that makes no sense. Ika lemifrach, malihi shekein ima bisrefa, tomar buhu sheima biskila. Does that make any sense? That if he sleeps with his own mother, he's chayiv skila. But with his grandmother, which is a lesser issue, he's going to be chayiv a more severe onesh, shreifa, va'od, and a further kasha, imo biskila, emimo bisreifa, that if his own, I'm sorry, the first kasha was that for her it makes sense that the grandmother's going to be chayiv shreifa because her own mother he's only chayiv shreifa. For him it doesn't make sense that the grandmother should be chayiv shreifa because the mother is chayiv skila. And then the second kasha is what I just said. Imo beskila, emi mo besreifa? Does it make any sense that for the mother he's going to be chayiv skila, and for the grandmother he's going to be chayiv more severe sreifa? And va'od, and a third problem with this limud is that since yol domino mina, mayhi lo chilakta bein imam le'imima, just like by her, we don't distinguish between the mother and the grandmother. Afunami lo tachlok bo bein imo le'imimo. So by him also we shouldn't distinguish between the mother and the grandmother. And yet we know that we do, because the mother gets skila. L'man diyamar skila chamura, and if you hold that skila is more chamura, okay, so then the last kasha is enough of a kasha. The first two kashas won't apply, but the last kasha is still a kasha. That the onesh for the mother has to be the same as the onesh for the grandmother. And if you hold domino v'ukibasra, mahi emi ma'asura, afu nami emi ma'asura, v'ukibasra, I'm going to learn the basic iser of the grandmother from her grandmother, but v'ukibasra, hasam hu de besreifa, avalach beskila, whereas her grandmother's going to be Sreifa because her mother's Bisreifa, his grandmother's going to be Biskila because his mother's Biskila. Well, the man yamar Sreifa Chamura, if you hold Sreifa's more Chamur, Iko lemifrach, malihi shekein ima Bisreifa, tomar buhu sheima Biskila. Does it make sense that it's going to be Sreifa when his own mother is Biskila? I'm sorry, that he's going to be Chayv Skila. How can you derive that there's going to be Chayv Skila, her own relatives, the Chiyav is Sreifa? You're going to say the same thing where it's skila, which is less chamur. Va'od hu kihi mahi lo chilakta ba bin bita le'emima avhu lo tachluk ba bin bita le'emimo. We shouldn't distinguish on his side between his daughter and emimo. Olamad yamar skila chamur, and if you hold skila is more chamur, mehai kushi lo nidona. The second kasha is enough of a reason not to be done this gezeira shava, and that's why we don't done this gezeira shava, and we assume that the guy's grandmother is only an Issur Drabanan, not an Issur Daraisa. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with Imahi Kalasa. Have a great day, everybody.